This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 17. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3a. It says there, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." End of quote. Do you know you are washed, cleansed, and protected by the blood of Christ if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Bible says in Hebrews 10:14, "For one sacrifice," referring to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, "He has made you perfect forever." Colossians 2:9 says, "For in Him," in Jesus, "dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power." Listen, in Jesus, all the fullness of God lives in a human body. If you want to see and know God, look at Jesus and learn from Him. Nobody can see the face of God and live, according to Exodus 33:20. However, you can know God in Jesus because all the fullness of God dwells in the human body form in Jesus Christ. John chapter 1:18 says this about Jesus, "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known." Then it says, you as a believer in Jesus are complete and perfect in Him. Humanly and experientially, a child of God is not perfect on this earth when he lives here. However, forensically, legally, positionally, he is declared perfect by God because of the life and work of Jesus Christ. It also says Jesus is the head of all principality and power. Because Jesus is the head of all principalities and power, and you are guarded and shielded by His omnipotent power and authority. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says this, "It is according to His great mercy that God caused you to be born again to a living hope." You are born again into God's family by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus on your behalf and your acceptance of God's gift. Not only you are born again into God's family, but also God reserved in heaven for you an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away. For that heavenly inheritance, you as a believer in Christ are protected by the power of God through faith now when you live here on this planet Earth. It says you greatly rejoice because of these truths, even though you have been distressed by various trials now. You see, God caused you to be born again to a living hope. You are washed, cleansed from your past, current, future, and all sins by the blood of Christ. God declared you justified in the heavenly court. God has made you perfect forever, and you are complete and perfect in Jesus Christ. God had already reserved an inheritance for you in heaven, which is imperishable, undefiled, and never fade away. Now you are protected and shielded by the power of God until you reach heaven and receive your inheritance. Beloved, it is very important to understand all these fundamental truths about you. Listen, God had already done all the things we have seen above for you personally. God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so that you can have all these wonderful blessings. You cannot make God love you more or less. His steadfast love endures for you forever. Bible asks a question in Romans 8:3, and that is this. It asks, "He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him over for us all, how will He also not with Him freely give us all things?" Beloved, when you make a mistake or when you fall, remember, God is not against you. Because He has chosen you before the foundations of the world and caused you to be born again by His great mercy and grace, His never-ending love and compassion are on you. Mark it, He will not mess up your life when things go wrong within your life. Do not be panic and get terrified. Bible says in Lamentations 3:22, it says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end." End of quote. Did you hear that? His mercies never come to an end. You belong to God. And the Bible says you are redeemed by God, not by the perishable but valuable things like gold and silver. But you are redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Jesus Christ is eternal and His blood has eternal value, and He bought and redeemed you by His blood. What is the sum of it all? You see, it does not matter what you are faced with. It does not matter how fearful your future looks like. It does not matter how hard your trials are. You can live in full hope and expectancy. The reason is, as a true believer in Jesus, you belong to God, and He comes through with His compassion, mercies, and power for your defense, even in your darkest hours, when you live here away from your heavenly home. Listen, even if the whole world is against you, the Almighty God is on your side. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know I am declared complete and perfect in your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus, I have forgiveness of all my sins, past, present, and even future. I accept your Son, Jesus, as my Savior and Lord. Help me to keep the fundamental truths I learned today in my life. It doesn't matter what I face, I can live in hope and expectancy that you know all about me and you would come for my defense and rescue. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.